Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, all you good people out there. Listen, you are tuned in to the Global Vision for Living today, and we're so happy to have you. Listen, things have not changed, but you can change. You know how we know you can change? Because the one who paid the price, the one who gave it all, said, I come that you might have life. So you know what? That means a changing of your attitude, your behavior, and everything that is not God-like. But thank you for tuning in to join us for the 2023 God Rules the Universe Convention and Conference Information. And you know, each week we've been blessed to have Colonel Harrison, tune in. Many of you know he's a minister, and we're approaching 300. I didn't say 30. I said 300 episodes. So you know something's got to be good going on here. God bless you. Colonel Harrison, you want to say a word? I see you tuned in. We got to talk about this convention.
Yes, good morning. Good morning, Dr. Carpentino, listening audience. It's just a pleasure always to tune in to this this great radio show to impart knowledge and inspiration. So it's always a pleasure. Good morning to the listening audience.
Yay, and good morning again to all of you. Listen, we're all excited here on the West Coast, and I hope the East Coast has picked up our vibes. We're very excited to be presenting this 2023 God Rules the Universe Convention and Conference. Colonel Harrison, why is it so important for us to be reminded that God is not dead? God is still alive. Everything from the sun to the moon to the stars is still working. Everything is still shining brightly in behalf of planet Earth. God still rules the universe. Even though things look like, oh, my God, you know, they've gone crazy. Where is God at? What is God doing? In a boxing ring, only one emerges the winner. And we know God is already won in heaven and on earth and is seeking those who want to learn how to worship him in spirit and in truth. In order to talk with God in the spirit of God, one must be God-like in our life, and they seek of God, and we see a lot of this is not going on. My father, the late great Bishop James Howard Mims, taught his family to follow God and to encourage others to do the same. So in order to be pleasing to God in all things, we've got to worship him in the way that he approved. And since nothing but what we do for God will count in this life, we know you want to know what is going to be spoken of, what's going to be illustrated, what's going to be done. It's 2023, God Rules the Universe Convention and Conference. Colonel Harrison, why is it so important to give God the glory at this conference? Why is it going to be so important to recognize that God is still in charge? He's still in control. He's still doing everything that he said he was going to do. God said that I and I alone are the Most High God over all the universe at Psalm 83:18. So, oh my goodness, you know what? I think I'm even more interested talking about God. But since, again, nothing but what we do for God will count in this life and the one to come. Colonel Harrison, why should we and you and everyone else on this line be interested in what God is going to do at this 2023 God Rules the Universe Convention and Conference?
It's important that we all be interested in knowing who God is, the Creator, especially this God Rules the Universe Conference and others that will be coming up in the future, because God is the Creator. Genesis chapter 1 tells us God is the Creator of heaven and earth and everything that dwells therein. Psalm 83:18 tells us that God's name is Jehovah, and God is a supernatural, superior, intelligent, human being, not human being, but infinite being, the creator and founder of heaven and earth. And so if we look at the original translation of the English Bible, King James Version translated 1611, it gives all these principles. It gives all these words. It gives all the teachings. It gives all the doctrines so that we can understand there is a God. And so if we go back to 1611 and come forward, there are newer translations of the Bible, but the King James was the original translation. So we can get to know who he is, read, study, and understand who he is, or get a teacher to teach us who he is. And God is real. Whether I believe it, you believe it, nobody else believe it. If he dates back beyond 1611, and he does, time and infinity, then he's real. And so I can't, in my small mind, said, well, I don't know that God's real because I haven't seen him. No man, woman, or child has seen God, but God is real. And if you get in tune to the Bible and you continue to listen to us, you'll find out it, and we'll lead you to all truth about God being real.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. That sounds very exciting, but I want to hear your blood pulsating. I want to hear your blood running. I want to hear you shout for God. Hallelujah. Hey, hey, hey. Yes, we're excited. So we got to sound excited. We're excited because we're still alive to even partake in this 2023 God Rules the Universe Convention and Conference. Somebody put a shout out because this is exciting news. It's exciting because right now we haven't seen too many changes for the good in our lives. And in those that people are around us, everyone you talk to is worried. Everyone you talk to is trying to cry. Everyone you talk to is saying, oh, I don't know what I'm going to do. The news is so bad. Everything is not the way that it should be for humans on earth. So, hey, somebody told me, let's give God some praise. Let's give God some glory. What else are you going to do? So let's put some up in our tongue, in our mouth, on our tongue, and in our mouth. Because this 2023 God Rules the Universe Convention and Conference, this is something that is going to wake up even the eyes of the dead. Because right now, no one, you can't look at one state, one city and say, oh, yeah, everything is all right, everything is all right. No, 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 no. If God is not in charge in your life, if God is not in charge in your city, if God is not in charge in your state, if you don't believe that God really rules the universe, let's not make a mockery of this. Nothing is going to work. Nothing your ministers say is going to work. Nothing mama said over you last night in a prayer is going to work. Who cares? It is what God has to say that matters. You know why? Because he rules the universe. Colonel Harrison, let's get some up in your step. How can a person know that God really rules the universe and things are looking like it is looking? No one wants to trust God. No one wants to be God's friend. Nobody wants to really do what the Bible say because, hey, some feel power is in their hands and not in the hands of God. Colonel, answer that, please. Give us some knowledge today, this morning.
In order to know God rules the universe, you have to get to know who God is. Most people don't know who God is. So you have to find out who he is, either through reading the Bible or a teacher, finding a teacher that can teach you who he is. Are there radio and television shows that talks about him? And the way that I learned out who he is, I started reading the Bible for myself to get an understanding. There's videotapes, there's audio tapes. There are all kinds of resources available wherein we can find out about the true and living God. And so one has to get to know who God is first and foremost, and then you can better have an understanding and learn about him and what he expects of mankind, who he created in his image and likeness, and what he expects us to do in this life to glorify him, the creator.
Yes, and I'm going to jump in there and say they need an example. Hallelujah, all y'all out there. You're just not going to wake up and say, oh, well, let me go get my Bible and read it. No one today under the woes of Satan The Bible says the whole world is lying in its power, so no one by the nature of God is going to wake up. Well, you know, I'm going to walk down the street and see if I can find God here on the sidewalk. Oh, I'm going to sit in my car and just start thinking about God. No. Someone has got to see an example of someone that has already done that. We're here in 2023, 2,000 centuries of humankind, 2,000 plus. Here we are. No one is going to do that laying under the power of Satan. I want y'all to hear what I got to say here. The only way that is going to happen is that you must see a sermon rather than hear. In fact, you don't have to go nowhere tomorrow. If you don't want to, it's Sunday. You don't have to go to church to look for God. You can fall down on your knees if you be so inclined and interested and ask the Savior to help you. Many of the cases in the Bible is the same way. But let me tell you something. God's chosen people at that time, they had works and they had rules and they had laws from the Creator. So no one should think you can just jump up and start walking and say, oh, I'm going to find God. What are you going to try to look for God for? There's got to be an entry, an entry, and a moving of the Holy Spirit upon you. Don't think anything you hear is just the only answer. The Bible says the whole world, I'm going to say it again, is lying under and in the power of the wicked one. So what does that mean? Oh, you're going to wake up. Well, let me see. Let me go get God. You got to see an example of people who are working and worshiping the Creator God in the name of Jesus. You know, people are the monkey see, monkey do people. That is how God put us together. That's how he put the Levites together. That's how he put the Israelite nation together. It wasn't no one or two. He found out about that in the Garden of Eden, that first human pair. So what are we going to do at this 2023 God Rules the Universe Convention? What are we going to do? What are we actually going to say? What do we have to offer people? I want to see something. I've heard it all. I can turn on the TV if I want to hear about God. I can turn on the radio if I want to hear about God. I can lay in my bed if I want to and hear about God. What in the world is going on? I need to see somebody on the outside of the building talking about God. I need to see somebody walking down the street with a Bible under their shoulder blades. I need to see a real couple that is on fire, fire for God. I don't need to hear the dead, and I'm already dead myself. What is this about? This 2023 God Rules the Universe Convention and Conference. We're not bringing you no slop. We're not bringing you people that you haven't seen moseying around the universe. We're not bringing you the dead. Stay where you're at if you think that's what you're going to get. We're bringing men and women. I'll be there. I'll be on the program. Colonel Harrison will be on the program. And any of you that are interested in volunteering or getting on board as a last-ditch effort. There's nothing in this world worth turning your back on God. Some are out there when they were building the ark. Some was out there. They'd come around father. I call him the Godfather of faith, Abraham. They did all that. But in the end, they was locked out of the ark. They heard. They sat and ate with him. They seen his beautiful daughters. But that was not enough. They had to exercise faith and get on board. They didn't do it. They heard about what he was doing. They saw, even with their two dead eyes, them building that ark. What happened? What happened? They had a problem. that a problem. And in our day, it's the same identical thing here. This is why this 2023 God Rules the Universe Convention and Conference is going to be earth-shaking, planetary-shaking, universal shaking, because you heard it all, you seen it all, your neighbor done run to him, oh yeah, so-and-so show preached this morning. Well, he ain't got no power. If the world at large is not changed, what is he? What is he? Jesus is the one that should get any credit, because his father said, I send forth my son. So they can stay at home if this is just going to be something that is not about nothing. Same old soup warmed over. We don't have time for that. Some will, from the comfort of their home, have this convention broadcast on Zoom. I mean, oh, my God, get there, like Aleta Adams said. Get there if you can. It's going to be held. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. It's good, and it's right upon us, July 20th, 21st, and 22nd. Like I said, I'll be there dancing around the altar of the 2023 God Rules the Universe Convention and Conference. Colonel Harrison, what are some of the things? Now, come on, you got to come heavy, and you got to come hard. What are some of the things people are going to see? I didn't say here. What are some of the things people are going to see at this 2023 God Rules the Universe Convention and Conference? What are they going to see? They're not coming for nothing. What are they going to see at this conference?
They'll see seasoned presenters presenting God in the truest form, presenting teachings about God, the importance of baptism is, what communion is, what salvation is, what redemption is, what repentance is, what grace is, so that we all understand these things that the Bible mentions that one may not understand reading alone, that would give them knowledge and understanding, because knowledge is power. And the Bible says, without knowledge, the people perish. And so we have to learn about the true and living God. And once we learn about him, we'll be inclined to serve him and live our lives for him, because he first sent his only begotten son. That John 3:16, a lot of people misunderstand that verse of scripture. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. God sent his son from heaven to earth to save mankind from death, hell, and the grave. In the Old Testament, the first 39 books. In the New Testament, the last 27 books. So this conference will indulge and engage people in all those principles and a lot more.
Oh, I'm so excited. Yes, and let me add my 2 cents here. We're going to have prayer camps there. Anyone broke, half dead, looking dead, done turned their back on God, come on up here. We're going to have prayer camps. Just come on, fall down on your knees. We're going to have prayer warriors there, laying hands all over you, God, telling God that he knows that you belong to him. We're going to have a women's deliverance program, women that seem to not be able to leave men alone. Many women are saying, if they're still alive to talk, that men are treating them like dogs, they're not taking care of their children. Oh, woe is me. What can I do? We're going to have a women's deliverance program there. We're going to, guess what we're going to have for men? Men was the one charged first with doing the will of God, getting that garden together and moving on. What did he do? He failed God. We're going to have a men's failure camp. You ain't did right, come on over here. You done killed 3 people and got to think you got away with it. Come on over here. You done disobeyed every law the world has put out. Come on over here. And also you atheistically implied people that don't know if you're a man or a woman. Come on down. We got a deliverance camp for you. We're not playing. And we've had some powerful people in there. God ain't going to say no to them. So if they lay hands there on you, he ain't going to say no to you. Oh, I'm so excited right now I could jump out of my chair. This is not going to be your average come, sit down, talk, listen here, get up, walk out, and become less than what you were before you walked in. Oh, no, we have something for you at this 2023 God Rules the Universe Convention and Conference. Colonel Harrison, let me ask you this. People going to come away from this conference renewed, ready to work, ready to put their hand in God's hand, ready to do what thus said the Lord in the capacity of their knowledge. Come on, Colonel. What do you think?
They'll be renewed in spirit, mind, body, and soul, with knowledge, with understanding, with inspiration, with encouragement of who God, after all these years that they may not have been exposed, may not have known who the true and living God is, that he does live, that he does exist, and that he is real, that there is a place called heaven, there is a place called hell, and God's dwelling place is heaven, the third heaven above, brothers and sisters. And it's just so amazing that the incredible information that will be imparted, an impartation that will take place from us coming together and just discussing the name of Jesus, because there's power in that name. And since we're two or three are gathered in his name, he, the Holy Spirit, is in the midst of us. And it's hard to even put it into words. So you have to be a part. You have to be in that number. You have to be in the midst to feel, see, and touch that which God has for each of us through the inspiration of the Holy Spirit.
Oh, my God. Like I said, I am so excited. And we know Jesus, when he called those 12, he sent them out. He didn't say, come on over here and sit down once a week. Hallelujah. Somebody say amen to what I'm saying. When them people were called, they were called to work. The man said, follow me. Come on, you preachers. He didn't say, listen to me. He said, follow me. He didn't say, come over here and lay down after lying all night and day. He said, follow me. That's work. They had something to do, and they had to go to do it. He didn't say, come over here, and let's eat barbecue ribs every Friday night. He said, follow me. Come on, y'all. Y'all got to get it right. Follow me. It wasn't no plaything. So we're going to teach people that want God's blessing on their lives and on their family. We're going to teach you for real how to follow Jesus. You ain't nobody said that. Look at all these churches, all thousands. Is anybody saying, follow me? They ain't going nowhere. So they can't say nothing. All they do is get up and parrot Mark 3:10 or something of that sort. But Jesus, the real, real deliverer, said, follow me. They got to be walking behind whoever claim whoever they are. Y'all done missed it. But this 2023 God Rules the Universe Convention and Conference is going to be off the chain. I see people being pushed in wheelchairs down the street. I see people on crutches and canes. And when I hollered out in my car, when they say, oh, yeah, we're going to take it one step at a time, Jehovah is a great timer of the universe. They didn't care. He take a step, got to breathe heaven. Hey, y'all got it wrong. Jesus said, follow me. Don't try to come sit around me and act like you bigger than God himself in the heaven. He said, follow me. So if these people who are called by his name, hallelujah, hallelujah, we got something here. You ain't going to be called by his name if you are not following his son. Don't run over here every week for a crumb, and you ain't going to change your life. You're still coming. You're still begging. You're still hungry. Car still breaking down. Wife has left you. Hey, Jesus said, follow me. So when you get to this 2023 God Rules the Universe Convention and Conference from your couch even, you're going to find out God needs willing workers. Let me tell you something. Listener, oh, yeah, okay. He said, be ye doers, doers. So that, again, is activity and work. God ain't going to bless nothing else. Oh, is that all you said? Oh, is that all you did? Uh-huh. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Don't think you better trespass some pearly gates. Let me tell you something. Revelation 21 says, hey, I, John, see a new heaven and a new earth. You ain't going to run up nowhere and sit down. He don't need you up there. Bible says he has, Jehovah God has myriads of angels. So don't think somehow you're going to lay down and die and wake up with your eyes open. Flesh and blood will not, Paul said, cannot inherit the earth, cannot inherit heaven. He said flesh and blood, oh, no, it ain't going to work like that. But this new earth, Bible says, going to be rejuvenated. Say you ain't going to be crying down there. No more crying and sighing. So where you think you're going? Heaven is already compacted. It is in order. It was wars and rumors of wars that were even trying to reach heaven. Nobody can say, oh, yeah, I opened my newspaper up and God is dead. You never will say that. And you're going to learn why at the 2023 God Rules the Universe Convention and Conference. People say, oh, yeah, well, they can come as they are. You know what? It's no such coming. Come as you are. Don't be a fool. Then 12, that Jesus Christ called unto him, see if you find that foolishness even in the full gospel. No, you don't. The man of God said, follow me. No questions was asked. At least I hadn't read it. The Bible said, and straightway, hey, they dropped their nets and they went on walking. He said, follow me. Get out of my face with all them questions. Follow me and look at what I'm going to do. Look. They spent all that time with Satan in behind him, trying to convince him that he wasn't who he was. The man Jesus Christ said, follow me. So I want all you pastors, hey, y'all better get it together. You know what? It's down to 10%. And I just sent a group of pastors something now where the gays now is already in the church. It's a big, so I hope they read it. It went out about an hour ago talking about gay Christianity. It's a whole thing going on. You ain't going to be able to do nothing if you don't get to the 2023 God Rules the Universe Convention and Conference. Come on and find out how God knows who belong to him. Is it you or is it them? Come on and find out God's purpose after his son returns again on that white horse. He said, I'm coming because I've been looking and looking, and what I see is not right. How you are lying on my Father in heaven, I'm going to get you. All y'all sitting over there, big old white cups, oh, yeah, let's see what happens then. Have you done? Don't talk to me about have you said, but have you done what Jesus Christ has said? He said in the Matthew, go. Don't try to make a fool out of him. Coming down from heaven, he said, here I am. Send me. Don't try to make a fool out of him. But this 2023 God Rules the Universe Convention and Conference, I need you to send a request to Mother Nature 7@gmail.com. Find out what's in our convention handbook. It's already June, and we need you there. Colonel Harrison, are they going to be renewed beyond comparity coming to this conference?
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Complete renewal experience, refreshing experience, and enlightenment experience for sure. Yes.
God bless you. Thank you for tuning in to the Global Vision for Living Today. See you next week. Get those emails out. Have a great weekend.